Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com. The title is Love Your Neighbor. 1 John 2 verses 9 to 11. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the dark. But anyone who loves his brother is living in the light and need not be afraid of stumbling. Unlike the man who hates his brother and is in the darkness, not knowing where he is going, because it is too dark to see. 1 John 4 verses 20 and 21. Anyone who says, I love God, and hates his brother, is a liar. Since a man who does not love the brother that he can see cannot love God, whom he has never seen. So this is the commandment he has given us, that anyone who loves God must also love his brother. Wouldn't it be a beautiful world if everyone loved each other? Well, that's the kind of world God has planned for those who can love each other. The question is, will you be a part of it? It takes a lot of patience to love your neighbor. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's not about just loving people you know. It's about loving everyone equally. We meet people every day that we have never seen before. It could be at the store, work, driving, or on TV. We don't have to physically meet them to judge them. We are quick to judge just by the way they drive, perform at work, how they dress, talk, walk, eat, look, or any of the things they do. We do have to remember that no two people are alike. God created us all, and it's not the things people say and do that we have to love, but it's the fact that God loves them as He loves you. So if we expect to receive God's love, then we need to love God and His creation. Just because someone doesn't like you doesn't mean you have to hate them back. Love will conquer your enemy. We need to show people that no matter what they do to us, we still love them. Trust God. He'll take care of them in one way or the other. Luke 17 verses 1 to 3. He said to his disciples, obstacles are sure to come, but alas for the one who provides them. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone put around his neck than that he should lead astray one of these little ones. Watch yourselves. Not only do you have to watch out for them, but also don't provide an obstacle for your brother. If we choose to love our enemy and not expect anything in return, then we will be loving God. By praying for the enemy and not stooping to their level, we will be following Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 13, verses 34-35, I give you a new commandment. Love one another, just as I have loved you. You also must love one another. By this love you have for one another, everyone will know that you are one of my disciples. So how can one say that they follow Jesus, but at the same time hate their neighbor? This is where we bring God into contempt and use His name in vain. In order to love God and our neighbor, we need to acquire virtues. John 15, verse 8, It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. Good fruit, you can read about it in Galatians 5, verse 22. Bad fruit you can read about those in Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21. Humility and pride are enemies. They are completely opposite. Pride is all about self, and the one thing that destroys pride is humility. Luke 3, verse 9. Yes, even now the axe is laid to the roots of the trees, so that any tree which fails to produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown on the fire. We are the trees, and the roots are pride. From pride all sin is born. Humility is when one doesn't think about pleasing oneself. It cares more about pleasing God, so that one can truly love God and our neighbors. If you can love God with all your mind, soul, heart, and strength, then you will also be able to love your neighbor. Once you acquire this unspeakable love from God, you won't even see the evil in your neighbor. You will only have compassion for them. You will feel for them, just as Jesus did when he was on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Also, Luke 17, verse 4. If your brother does something wrong, reprove him. And if he is sorry, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times a day, and 7 times comes back to you and says, I am sorry, you must forgive him. Remember not to judge others, or you will be judged for your sins. You cannot judge one sin to be greater than another. The reason I am saying this is because we have a mind that will deceive us. It will tell us, hey, that's not all that bad. We cannot think like this. In God's eyes, love is love and hate is hate. Any wrongdoing to your neighbor is hate, plain and simple. We have such a big vocabulary of words that mean the same thing. We did this to make harsh-sounding words sound softer, like being unkind. That doesn't sound as bad as hate, does it? Instead of saying to someone, why do you talk bad about that person? Why don't you just say, why do you hate that person? And usually their response will be, I don't hate them. So the next time someone does or says something to you that's hateful, and all bad things done to us can become hateful, pray for them. Turn the situation around to a positive. Don't let it bother you, because if you do, your pride is working, and it will harm your soul. Read Revelations 21, verse 8. It is God you must worship, not yourself. When you injure a neighbor with hate, you injure God. And when you injure God, you injure your soul. When you injure God, you hate God. And those that hate God love death. Proverbs 11, verse 2. Pride comes first, disgrace comes after. With the humble is wisdom found. Proverbs 13, verse 10. Whosoever speak ill of anything, bind himself for the time to come. But he that fear the commandment shall dwell in peace. Proverbs 14, verse 3. In the mouth of the fool is the rod of pride, but the lips of the wise preserve them. Proverbs 29, verse 23. A man's pride brings him humiliation. He who humbles himself will bring honor. Thank you, and may God bless you.